This is Phil Lamar, and you are listening to the Geekcast Radio Network.
I know what you mean, Ferb. It does seem like more than 104 days.
Hello, and welcome to episode 78 of Palka, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Steve Chumike. Joining me, as always, is Pecan Corp Michael. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going, and today is the 78th day of summer, and this means it is the day that GCR finally gets back to our new cartoon review podcast for 2021. Are you ready to jump on the roller coaster of a ride that is the Podcast Organization without a cool acronym?
Can't stop, won't stop.
That's right. As of this recording, we have 26 days left of the podcast. And today, folks, it's... oh, boy. I absolutely love this. It's a very special day because I'm actually going to most likely edit in the actual audio, but I have to read this.
A long time ago in a studio in Burbank, California, a ragtag group of animators made a fake trailer for a Meep sequel they never intended to make. Unfortunately, everyone wanted to see that episode, so the animators were forced to write it and incorporate all these seemingly unrelated scenes.
Aren't you a little young to save the universe?
Yes. Yes, I am.
I want your hat on my desk.
Balloony! Hold it.
What? Jeremy's going to be there? Meep!
I guess the joke was on them. We now present Meepless in Seattle.
I am not a voice actor, ladies and gentlemen. That was the amazing, talented Corey Burton doing the narration for the opening to this episode.
He is amazing.
He is amazing. He is awesome. I wish we could get him on an episode of this show or an interview or something.
Never talked to him yet.
No, I haven't talked to him yet. I haven't talked to D. Bradley. We haven't talked to Perry yet. We haven't talked to anybody yet.
Honestly, I don't think it'd be that hard to dig these people up and talk to them.
You might want to rephrase those words.
Well, are they dead?
No, but still.
Oh, my God.
I mean, it does happen. Like, seriously,
you know,
everybody's going to point to episode 78 and say, these guys for this podcast, they're the reason why this person died 6 months later.
That's right. He foreshadowed it poorly. I just saw Kelly. Is it Kelly Hugh? Stacy. She was the mom in this Goonies remake. It wasn't so much a remake as much as it was a spiritual successor to the Goonies movie. Actually, had the guy who played Data in the Goonies, but she was the mom, and I'm like, wow, she's older than I thought she'd be.
Kelly, who's older than you thought she would be?
Well, they had her playing a mom with the big gray streak, you know, but...
Oh, Lord.
I thought it was funny. Like, but if you listen to her, it's like, oh, my God, that's Stacy. Wow. Yeah, it just seems like... I don't know. You know, like it wouldn't be that hard to set up an interview.
And it probably isn't, and you know, we probably will at some point. You never know.
I mean, like that. Well, I want to say the kid. He's probably like 30 now, but like the kid that plays Phineas. You know,
but it's like Vincent Martella. Yeah.
Yeah. What's he doing? He's got 45 minutes to sit down and chat with us.
There you go. Kelly Hu. Born Kelly Ann Hu.
He was on her first.
Birth date is February 13th, 1968. She is 53 years old. She's 2 years older than Peter Dinklage.
Wow. Well, she's got a couple of years on me. I holy cow.
Hey, she looks damn good for 53.
Damn good. Well, you know, we had this conversation, I want to say, with Proto Man about Asian women and how they're like gorgeous until they're little old ladies, and the transformation happens overnight. It's like you wake up and you're like, ah! Yeah, Kelly Hughes, very pretty, very pretty,
yes.
Very attractive,
very, very amazing.
Yes.
All right.
I had to calibrate my cute tracker for Kelly Hughes. Yeah.
Yeah. Calibrate the cute tractor.
Did I accidentally get into the episode? I'm sorry.
Well, we were already here. We kind of got out of the episode for a while, though.
All right. Let's get back in, shall we?
Ready to go?
Sure. So you're okay with not, you know, busting your brothers first?
Yeah, I've been spending all my time worrying about Phineas and Ferb. I used to have other things to worry about, like... What? Jeremy's going to be there? I just need to broaden my anxieties.
Yeah, I guess if you're going to have an unhealthy mind frame, it might as well benefit me. Now, the mall is waiting.
Yeah, and no more worrying about Phineas and Ferb. I mean, if I did half the things they do, I'd get so... busted.
Uh-oh. I just lost you, didn't I?
Stacy, if I do what Phineas and Ferb are doing, I would get busted and them along with me. A sacrificial bust!
I almost got you.
I can take the hit.
Out the door.
But they'll never see it coming.
To the mall.
Ooh-ay-la.
Ooh-ay-la.
Mom, if you need me, I'll be outside with Phineas and Ferb. And when you get a break from your French lesson, feel free to pop outside and check out what we're doing, okay?
Okay, Candace, honey. Oh, would you take the garbage out? It's over by the door.
Sure thing, Mom. Okay, Phineas and Ferb, what are we gonna do
today?
Oh, sorry, Candace.
That's creepy. Don't say that.
What? Get back in?
Pull out, get in. Don't do that. Yeah, so... Okay, so... again, folks, originally this podcast was supposed to be 104 days all in a row, or sort of in a row. At least we were going to try to pre-record enough in 2016 and then release it in 2017 for the 10th anniversary of Phineas and Ferb. Obviously, that didn't happen. Now, since then, I am currently living in Vancouver, Washington, Washington State, which is 3.5, almost 4 hours south of Seattle, Washington, and now that I've been living in this state for almost a year, well, a full year, almost a year and a half, I can safely say it doesn't just turn cloudy and rain as soon as you walk into the state.
Nice work, Ferb. The Q-Tracker 2.0 is up and running.
So, where are we headed?
It says that the Q-tonium is somewhere in Seattle.
How will we know when they get to Seattle?
We're here.
Yeah, it does.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't
go over the state line. Nope. And it's all rain and grunge music and abandoned coffee houses.
You know what's funny? Because here's the thing. We're in Vancouver, Washington, which somehow Oregon, Portland, Oregon, downtown Portland, Oregon has claimed as a suburb of itself, or as a town adjacent to itself kind of thing. And it is. It is quite literally. Like, I can look out my apartment window and see over the bridge into Portland kind of thing, or at least I can on a clear day. Okay. But it's one of those things where it's like, where the hell was I going with this? Where you can go from Portland into Vancouver and it's still cloudy because it rains in Oregon too, you know. Anyway.
Okay, sure. I can honestly say the closest I've gotten to the Northwest United States is the Shedd Aquarium in Chicago. They have part of their aquarium set up like the Northwest region, so you can become acquainted with the type of animals there. It doesn't rain. There's no grunge music. You know, that's how I know it's fake.
Well, now that we're living out here, you guys will have to take a trip.
That would be cool. Yeah. No, I would love to go out that way.
Oh, boy. This episode has... I honestly think the trailer was better than the episode. I'm not saying it's a bad episode.
No. Okay, so
the trailer has all these shock moments in it, because that's what trailers are supposed to do. They're supposed to get you into seeing what it's supposed to be about eventually. It's supposed to get you excited for what the product is. And how they intertwined and incorporated all of what was in the trailer into the actual episode.
Yeah.
Some of it I don't think landed well with me. Like, I want your hat on. Oh, so we can... you know, infuse it with this rain technology to prevent it from getting wet. And I'm like, wait, what? Huh? Seriously? Really?
I thought he was asking for his resignation, but no.
That's Exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's kind of a letdown. Like, the trailer is the best part of the episode. And
put your
badge
on my table. Exactly. Get too old for this.
Yes. You know, and that's the same thing as I'm, you know, I think I mentioned a while ago, we have we have many voices of Meep now. It's not just Lorenzo Lamas anymore.
It's Meep.
We have Lorenzo Lamas as Meep. Mm. We have the redneck himself, Jeff Foxworthy, as Southern Meep.
Southern Meep, yeah.
Yeah.
Southern Fried Meep.
Mm-hmm. And what's funny is they don't... Oh, and we have Jeff Swampy Marsh, basically Major Monogram, as British Meep.
It's British Monogram. It's a British Major Monogram mustache is what it is.
Yes, it's very full. It's very bushy.
I honestly would have been happier if it was just Monogram. If he was just like, I'm putting this on and now I sound like Major Monogram. I'd be like, awesome. That works for me.
Absolutely.
Did not think Winston Churchill had a bushy mustache, but that's what they were going for.
Well, my little friend, it looks like we're about to meet our untimely demise.
Yeah, speak for yourself. I'm going to try to land on you so you'll break my fall.
By the power of Grayskull, I command the Jawbridge. Open!
The Powers of Grayskull series will cover every episode of all four Masters of the Universe cartoons, John Optimus Solo, and myself, TF2 and Mike, as we tell tales of Eternia, discover the myths of Etheria, become masters in space, and finally masters of Grayskull. We'll have a commentary on the Secret of the Sword film, and a few other special episodes. You can find this 125-episode-long podcast in iTunes and on the web at geekcastradio.com. By the power and honor of Grayskull, we all have the power.
Hurry, Skeletor, hurry!
Do you like retro cartoons? Then Saturday Morning Rewind is the podcast for you. Join them each month as they talk about classic cartoons and interview legendary voice actors like Jim Cummings.
I am the terror that flaps in the night.
Corey Burton.
Sometimes toys can be so funny.
Rob Paulsen.
Sure, Blaine, but how are we going to find chaps our size?
Nancy Cartwright and many more.
Eat my shorts.
So grab a bowl of Lucky Charms.
They're magically delicious.
Put on your hammer pants. Go to SaturdayMorningRewind.com. And be prepared to feel like a kid again. Yay! Once again, that's SaturdayMorningRewind.com. Saturday Morning Rewind was voted best podcast ever by its host, Tim Nidell. So it's gotta be good.
Well, I am shocked and dismayed.
Well, now you can't be both. You be shocked, I'll be dismayed.
Coming in 2016, Steve Megachon and myself, TF2 and Mike, bring you a brand new TV review show. Welcome to Podcaster Meets World. That's right, we're launching a Boy and Girl Meets World review podcast here on the GCRN. It'll take us 70 episodes of the podcast to review all 158 episodes of Boy Meets World. After that, we will tackle Girl Meets World. You can find Podcaster Meets World on GeekCastRadio.com and iTunes starting late summer, early fall 2016. So come on and walk through the world with us.
I love the thing they call.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TF2 and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on GeekCast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
My word, we've been falling for a long time.
Oh, a joke about the commercial break. Yeah, that's how I want to spend my last few seconds. Look, his mustache fell off, and I didn't think today could get any weirder.
Pierre and Perry!
Nice try, but the mustache thing was still weirder.
Okay, where the hell were we? Meep. Meepless in Seattle.
Something about Meep.
Yes.
All right. Meep still has the hot rod spaceship.
Yes, yes, he does.
It's come back, which is kind of cool.
Very cool. Kind of reminds me of the Lost Light.
I was thinking of the Rod Pod.
No, no, no. It does not remind me of the Rod Pod. Trust me. I'm actually looking at the Rod Pod right now. No, nice. It does not. No, no, no.
It's more of a sphere.
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rod Pod is just Rodimus's giant head. This ship is more like the Lost Light.
It's a hot rod.
Yeah, it's a hot rod.
It's a hot rod. It's designed to go fast.
It's a very prime hot rod. Lord, laughing at my jokes over here.
French translation?
Yes.
They cannot get away from the French here, which is kind of cool.
Do you know who does the French translation?
I did. I looked it up earlier and I forgot. Who was it?
Winnie friggin' Cooper.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't speak French. I don't know. I just didn't think it sounded as Frenchy as it could have been.
Well, I mean, you don't have, you know, Josette and Colette, but, you know.
Yeah. Who was the... Not Josette, not Colette, but...
Brigitte.
Brigitte was French, though.
Yes. Yes, she was.
And she sounded French, and it was like, oh, wow, they really went all out here, you know?
Yes. Yes, they did.
Yes, they did. Absolute cuteness corrupts absolutely.
Yes, yes, it does.
I've been on the lookout for the Q-tonium. It's hard to obtain. I'm surprised they didn't call it unobtainium.
Oh, I almost wish they'd just call it kryptonite.
Well, then it would have to have been from Krypton. Maybe this was from Q-ton.
So you say she doesn't sound as French, huh?
I don't know, man. Did you look it up with 2 minutes whether or not Winnie Cooper can speak French?
It is her as Josette and Colette in That's the cool. French Fireside Girls. Brigitte was Angelique. I'm gonna screw that up.
That's cool.
Yeah. But anyway.
Oh, so she was Josette and Colette. Well, maybe I was too hasty.
Maybe you were.
I might have been Santa corrected.
Outside of the GoDaddy ads, I just don't give a crap.
She said GoDaddy ads. When I think GoDaddy, I think who's the name of that race car driver?
Jeff Gordon.
No, the girl Danica.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah. Yep. Her. That's what I think of when I think GoDaddy.
They're all named Danica at some point, so who knows?
Absolutely. Anyway. None of them are named Danica. I have no idea what you're talking about.
Anyway.
Anyhow, moving right along at a glacial pace.
Yes.
I think it's funny that they went like a semi-romantic route with Doof, with the Doof story, and that he has gone to Seattle to cheat on Perry with a panda.
With Peter the panda, yes.
Yeah. And, but it seems like an odd... Well, you know, it's not the first time, though.
No, this is the second time.
I've been caught cheating. Oh, no. Doof gets cutified, but not entirely cutified.
Because he does have some evil in him, apparently. He's not super cute. He's not Isabella cute.
Well, that was funny. He's like, how homely were you before?
Yeah.
Really homely.
Yeah. It's not like he was hit by the handsome-inator again. Yeah.
If he'd started with the handsome-inator, he would have transcended cuteness. And...
Oh, absolutely he would have, yes.
Baby Doof sounds like Povenmire on helium. It's annoying. I really don't like it. I'm like, make it stop. Change him back. I can't do it anymore. I almost expected it to be like a different voice actor. Like Baby Doof voiced by someone with an annoyingly high voice.
No, I didn't. I expected Povenmire to rise to the occasion and give us the best Baby Doof he could.
Well, he had to rise because he was full of helium.
Right, exactly. Dough.
Dough?
It's all that pizza dough.
Dough. Spicinator. Pizza dough. Pizza. Meeps prepare for war in the cutest way possible.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, though, because I want to say that's like the first time I saw the castle under the giant cloud. And I'm like, well, this is funny. It's like the entire planet's adorable except for this evil fortress.
Yeah, because they even mentioned the, you know, we have to stop them at the evil fortress. And I'm like, really? Seriously? You have an entire planet of cuteness and then this one area that's just the evil fortress.
It didn't tip you off that maybe perhaps that was where the bad guy was going to be. Maybe we should have built a giant wall around the stationary mushroom cloud, you know.
Yes.
Storm cloud, not a mushroom cloud.
It's better than trying to build it between two countries.
Don't! Because that always works.
Right.
Hey, boss, it's the plane. The plane that goes over the wall.
It's the wall that hit the plane.
No. The plane goes over the wall. That's how planes work. They're in the sky.
Well, you know, I mean, the boats go around the wall because that's how the ocean works. Like, you got to go all the way down to the Cape of Africa to whatever. I don't know.
There's a song there.
South America. Whatever. I don't know. Oh, boy. Meepless in Seattle.
Yeah. We're having trouble keeping on task. How late is it?
I don't know, man. It's late.
I'm high on glue fumes, so, you know, I have an excuse.
Now I really do have to put that story in here.
Well, it's a quick story.
The sad thing is I wasn't recording it. Now, see, this is why I record everything.
Oh, damn it. The long and the short of the story is I had a crack in my headset, and I used super glue to glue it together, and then I waited like an hour for it to dry, but it still smells like super glue. I mean, I got that. I get like a little headache, you know, because of the super glue that's like sitting on my head. It's not my fault. Totally expected it to dry by now. Anyway, where were we? Balloony. Balloony's evil.
Balloony's evil, and he dies, and Doof has a death scene with Balloony because, you know, as soon as the balloon gets popped, the entire robot just falls to the ground. Sure.
Killed the brain dome. Well, he's evil, but then he's redeemed.
Yes.
It's like Darth Vader over the first Star Wars trilogy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only without all the good stuff in between. This happens in like 2 minutes, so there's like no character arc. The rise and the fall of Balloony.
That's just crazy.
Well, you know, if they wanted to like spin it off in another episode, we can just see Balloony forever.
And you know what? I know the show is over. I know that we had Candace against the universe and whatever, but seriously, they can't come back and give us one more episode to... Because... Honestly, seriously, when we were preparing for this, I actually tweeted at the Phineas and Ferb wiki because I was looking at the Meepless in Seattle article and they're like, yes, this is the second of the Meep trilogy. And I'm like, Meep trilogy? There is no Meep trilogy. Oh, and I actually tweeted at that to them. And they're like, yes, but you're forgetting about Meepless in St. Louis. And I'm like, oh, right. They were going to do that, but they never did.
That never happened. Yeah. I think Meep has had enough. I mean, honestly, he's been in other episodes.
Yeah.
He's been around, man. He's seen things.
That's true.
Isabella's cuteness goes to her core.
That's right.
Hardcore.
Isabella. Hey, wait a minute. Isabella, you've had a secret cute weapon all this time. You!
Me?
Don't you see you can take him? He's only cute on the outside, but your cuteness goes right to your core.
So what you're saying is, you think I'm cute?
It's a scientific fact. Ida put an 8,000 ohm resistor on the Q tracker just to keep you from burning it out.
Close enough. I'm on it.
You can do it, Isabella. Just be yourself.
Hey, Mitch. Let's do it.
And you know what? Now she's the princess of Meep World.
Yes, she is.
She's the cutest thing on the planet. And they, I think by their own governmental code, you know, she has to be the ruler now.
Mm-hmm.
She's a Disney princess.
Yeah.
Yeah, officially.
She is, of course. Absolutely.
That's right. She's the princess of Meep World. There's another story there. They should have like a whole series of just Isabella ruling Meep World.
Mm.
What are you reading? What are you doing?
I'm listening, but I'm I'm more focused on the trilogy at this point. Yes, Isabella is a Disney princess now, right?
Yeah, she's adorable. Stop
so, it. So, background information: The Chronicles of Meep. It was said that the episode "More Than Meeps the Eye," as it was called, was episode 38. However, the credits state "Meepless in Seattle" is episode 40. This is justified since the second half of the episode was originally planned to be called episode 39. We meep the enemy. It, however, never explained why Meep Me in St. Louis was episode 42. Well, wouldn't it explain that? Because episode 40 and 41, since this is a two-parter technically, wouldn't Meepless in Seattle be the 41 and 42, so 40 and 41, so then Meep Me in St. Louis would be 42.
Wow. Yeah. You can just piss off with that QAnon conspiracy shit right now.
Oh, stop it.
Anyway, no, I think you're right. I think that they expected part one and part two to be the first two parts or of the first episode. And then Meepless, even though it's two parts, was supposed to be, you know,
41 and 42. Yeah.
Yeah.
40 and 41, yeah.
Well, yeah. So they say it's the final installment of the trilogy. So.
Yeah, true.
Of course, that's how it was supposed to work the whole time. I think.
Mm-hmm.
Perry revives Balloony, and there's a montage of some sort.
Yep.
Doof catches agents having dinner and just very upset, despite the fact that he's just hanging out with Balloony at this point.
I love when they have to save him after that amazingly long cliffhanger, which isn't very long anymore since it's on Disney Plus now. I love how they have to save him. And Peter and Perry, and then the song, Peter, like the singers, your beloved background singers come up and go, Peter and Perry. I love that. I thought that was hilarious.
It ended well. You know, and honestly, I didn't miss the Susie stuff.
Honestly, I completely forgot about the Susie stuff.
No, they showed the end trailer at the beginning of Meepless in Seattle, right? Mm-hmm. And they said, this is the stuff that we made.
Right.
And this is the stuff that we eventually have to put back into this episode. And at the end, I'm like, there was no Susie stuff. And then they put the Susie stuff in the next trailer.
Meep Me in St. Louis, yes.
Meep Me in St. Louis, yeah. And I'm just not a fan of Susie. So I can do without her. And honestly, I can do without the fake bullet time. That stuff is over and done. It's been literally, 20 years? 25 years of since bullet time? And it's just so overdone.
Matrix was 99, so it's been 22 years.
Oof, yeah. So,
oh, man, bullet time's awesome. What's wrong with you?
Fine.
I need my
bullet time. I just don't.
I need my Transformers to be bullet timed.
Spin around them.
That would be amazing. Have Sunstreaker or Sideswipe just come up and spin kick a bullet time bullet. Oh, Sunstreaker probably wouldn't, because my paint. Be careful. Sunstreaker is the most diva Autobot ever.
Yeah, he's a little vain. Maybe, maybe not him, but his brother. Maybe his brother would do it. Yeah,
just fire the jetpack at it.
Hey, he's still trying to jetpack. Anyway, yeah. So that was that.
Yeah, that was that. Honestly, like, there's no Vanessa here.
Oh, like, we can't give it a 5 if there's no Vanessa.
Well, that's your rule. I mean,
well, that's just, I was going to give it a 5. Yeah. I give it a 5 for double episodes of Meep. All the Meep episodes get 5s.
Yeah.
We didn't get Vanessa, but we got Isabella in her core element. You know, I mean, at the end there, it's like, Isabella, you're so cute, you have to rescue us. And she's just like, you think I'm cute? You know? And she does the whole head hair toss thing, and she says, yep. What you doing? And it's like, that is adorable. That is just goddamn adorable. And she saves the day. And it's like, you know what? How should I put it? I am willing to overlook the lack of Vanessa because they put the spotlight squarely on Isabella and just let her just be full on Isabella for a little bit.
Yeah, I'm not 4.5.
It's a Meep episode. Come on.
Nope. 4.5.
4.5. All right. What lost that extra 0.5 for you?
No, Vanessa. You said you're willing to overlook the Vanessa thing because you have overabundance of Isabella. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not willing to overlook no Vanessa. Like, she should have been in here somewhere.
But she wasn't in the first Meep.
True, but it would have made it better if she was in this one. Because this one was never supposed to happen. That's the thing. We didn't know what to expect with Chronicles of Meep. And she wasn't in that, but it still got a 5 because of Meep and because of how awesome it was. However, when they put this trailer together and then they went back and made the episode, we knew we could expect something or what. We had some sort of expectations, and my expectations included Vanessa this time.
Honestly, what would have been amazing is if they had, instead of using Susie in the bullet time, they used Vanessa.
Yes.
In Meepless in Seattle, I would have been righteously upset, and mm-hmm. understandably so. Yeah, if they hadn't included that scene.
You know, it's funny. Obviously, we know what this title is a parody of, which obviously Sleepless in Seattle, the 1993. You know, Nora Ephron, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. Yeah, Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan movie.
Yeah, Meg.
And you know what the funny thing is? It took me 20-something years to see that movie. I saw Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan in a love story form kind of thing. You've Got Mail first in 1998. I had never seen Sleepless in Seattle, and I went back about 5-6 years ago and watched it. I am not that thrilled with that movie.
That is Tom Hanks, huh?
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle is Tom Hanks and Meg Ryan.
Which one was the one with Billy Crystal?
City Slickers.
No. It's Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan.
Billy Crystal and Meg Ryan?
Yeah.
I'll have to find that off air for you. What else you got from Meepless?
Please. You're always the first one to be like, oh, let me check the wiki. When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, When Harry Met... Yeah, that one.
Yeah, I was thinking When Harry Met Sally. Damn it.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Tom Hanks. Tom Hanks is a national treasure.
Sort of, I guess.
He's right up there and almost touching Frank Welker. Yeah, as national treasures go.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. Oh, Lord. Anything else on Meepless, or are we out of Meep quotes?
I'm out. I'm good.
All right. We're going to take a quick break this time, and we'll come back with the closing after this.
this is Megatron, leader of the Predacons. And I'm going to ask you one question, children. Who lives in a colony under the sea? Depth Charge Fish Pants. Who wants to kill Rampage for you and for me? Depth Charge Fish Pants. Whose mantivory goodness is misunderstood? Depth Charge Fish Pants. Who sounds like Batman and Clint Eastwood? Depth Charge Fish Pants. Depth Charge Fish Pants. Depth Charge Fish Pants. Depth Charge Fish Pants. Excellent. Yes.
I, Starscream, have taken over Transformers Prime Time. Call me Lord.
No, Starscream, we will not call you Lord, but we will announce that the GCRN is bringing everyone Transformers Prime Time. That's right, before we get into the TFG1 redone, we enter the Prime Universe. Join your hosts, TFG1 Mike, Steve Megatron, Optimus Solo, and Pecan Court Michael as they cover all 65 episodes of Transformers Prime, the comics, the toys, and more. We will also have a commentary on Predacons Rising, interviews with writers, voice actors, and more. All in the latest Transformers review podcast from the Geekcast Radio Network. You can find TF Primetime on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com. And remember,
one shall stand and one shall fall.
All right, we are back. You got anything?
No. Just told you I didn't.
Thank you for joining us here on Falco. There are some ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website geekcastradio.com where you can comment on this and all of our other episode posts. Send us any email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put Palka episode 78 or whatever episode number you want in there that you want to talk about. Here are all the ways you can listen to us nowadays. Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and of course the home where our files exist, Spreaker. You can also use any other podcatching client you choose, except I prefer you use one of these. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. If you're an iTunes user, please do this. Follow us on Twitter. I am at TFGNMike. You can also follow at Geekcast Radio for all the other network updates. What is your Twitter?
Pecan CT Michael.
Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/Geekcast Radio Network. We hope you enjoyed this episode of Palka and wish you'll join us next time when we will be giving you our thoughts on the next episodes of Phineas and Ferb from Season 3, which include the Mama Tractor, Cranius Maximus, the number one tie for best episode besides Delivery of Destiny for Season 3. It's the infamous Sipping with the Enemy, and then Tri-State Treasure Boot of Secrets. So I'm really expecting Nicolas Cage as Ben Gates to pop up because no one ever expects Ben Gates to pop up.
Definitely need more, Ben Gates in this episode.
That's right. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Michael Wilson.
Thank you for listening. Until next time.
Meep.
Meep. See, I knew you'd have something for the end.
Oh, I'm sorry. My translation mustache fell off.
See, I knew you'd have something for the end.
But wait, there's more.
I don't know what the hell that is. Hold on.
Leave the wiki alone.
Whatever timestamp this is. Oh, what the hell is that? Who is it?
I don't hear it.
Who is it?
Don't answer it.
Andrew who? Jonathan who? No, got the wrong apartment.
See ya. Not me. Put it on mute.
Is Andrew there? Is it Jonathan there? No, sorry. I didn't even open the door. Right. Hell no. I ain't opening the fucking door. Are you kidding me?
And now, a trailer for an episode we also have no plans to make.
Jerry the Platypus?
Ferb, aren't those extinct? As a matter of fact, I object to this union.
Yes, I'm just a guy who's a sucker for the sounds of mass transit!
The Chronicles of Meep, episode 42.
Meep!
Meep me in St. Louis.
Hey, wasn't that Susie stuff supposed to be in this one?
Say it again.
Aren't you a little young to be a podcaster?
No, I'm not.
Aren't you a little old to be watching this cartoon show?
Yes, yes, I am. It's good to see the nation's senior citizens taking an interest in cartooning.
Yes, yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
There's not really any more. That's about it. I just realized something about myself. Apparently, I run faster than a panda bear, but not quite as fast as a platypus. Who knows? You really do learn things about yourself in times of crisis. Wait, turn left up here. That door must be the way out.